Good morning. Welcome to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Daily Lenten Devotional. My name is Nancy Hoffman. I grew up attending our church and as an adult have been a member since 2003 with my husband and our two kids, Brian and Amy. When our kids were little, I was a table parent and Bible teacher at Youth Club and a group leader and taught crafts for VBS. Recently, I have participated in the Recycled Card Ministry, helped pack boxes of food for Sheridan School, and have joined the Knitting Ministry. Our questions for today are, what takes your breath away, and where are you most in awe? I looked for verses on awe in the Bible and found the word is only mentioned a few times. However, related words are more prevalent, such as fear, wonder, reverence, and amazement. My internet search for awe brought me to an interesting Bible study written by Sarah K. Howley. She is a Christian counselor and author. In her study on the spiritual practices of awe and wonder, she points out that our culture doesn't make room for awe. We're inundated with speed, information, and distraction. She says, when everything is urgent, very little feels sacred. But I feel we are created for more than this. We were created to pause and observe, to notice and to wonder. When we do, we can't help but be aware of God's presence in our lives and in our world. Personally, I feel most connected with God while I'm outside in nature. When I am able to see the sky, trees, and grass, or when I observe birds, squirrels, and other creatures. I also feel that connection at the beach, watching the tides change and hearing the waves crash. It all reminds me of God's creation. It reminds me of our place in this world, how we are but a small part of everything while still being cared for and loved by God. It is often when I am in these places that I will stop to marvel at something simple, like a flowing creek or a beautiful tree. One of my favorite breathtaking sights is a supermoon. That's when the moon is closest to Earth and it's so large in the sky, it appears I can reach out and touch it. What I love about these moments is they pull me away from my daily worries and busyness. My breathing changes. My demeanor changes. It is in these moments that I stand in awe and reverence of our God who created the heavens and earth. I'd like to challenge all of you today to use your spiritual senses of awe and wonder. Take time to stop and look around you. Be aware of where God is present and working in your life. May you feel God's presence in both the ordinary of your day and in the extraordinary moments and sights that take your breath away. Please join me in prayer. Dear God, help us to find the moments in our day to take the time to breathe. Help us see where you are present and open our eyes to the marvels that surround us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.